With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In the early hours of this morning, the Senate gave final congressional approval to a continuing resolution that will keep the government up and running. It has to be signed now by President Biden, which is expected to happen. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden has proposed a new bill he says might stave off the threat of these government shutdowns every time Congress finds itself up against a new budget deadline.
The military gets paid, the post office, which I love, by the way, gets paid. The Border Patrol gets paid, all the bills get paid, the lights stay on, but Congress, the members of Congress, that's the House and the Senate, do not get paid, and we do not get back pay.
Van Orden says his proposed bill might discourage lawmakers from using the threat of a government shutdown as part of their budget negotiations. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has blocked a bill from advancing that would allow local law enforcement agencies to track those aerial drones that have been sighted in the Northeast of late. Senator Tom Cotton is worried too many people are laughing off the drone sighting issue.
Thousands of drones could fly innocently in America. It only takes one to have some kind of weapon on it.
It's not clear how the EU may respond to a new tariff threat from President-elect Trump, who's demanding they buy more U.S. gas and oil products.
When he threatened Canada and Mexico with 25% tariffs last month, the leaders of both countries spoke with him to try to resolve any tensions. But the European Union lacks a single figure who can make the commitments of natural gas and oil on behalf of its member states that Trump wants. I'm Ed Donahue.
The government's taking some major banks to court, charging them with fraud risk linked to the popular money transfer tool known as Zelle. Two of the banks are disputing the allegations, as is the company that operates Zelle itself, which was launched back in 2017. This is SRN News. America's college professors are fearful.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that a lot of people who teach at our universities are hesitant to discuss certain topics for fear that their students will get them fired. 49% say they're afraid to talk about transgenderism, and more than a third won't mention abortion or religion lest they lose their job. The study also indicates 70% of college professors never talk about Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a new religious freedom case over whether a Catholic charitable organization must pay Wisconsin's employment tax. The justices will review a divided state Supreme Court ruling that refused to grant an exemption to the Catholic Charities Bureau based in Superior, Wisconsin. The state court ruled that the work of Catholic Charities and four related organizations is not primarily religious, although it found that the motivation to help older people is. This is SRN News. Tesla's recalling almost 700,000 vehicles because of an issue with the warning light on the tire pressure monitoring system.
The automaker said the recall includes certain 2024 Cybertruck, 2017 to 2025 Model 3, and 2020 to 2025 Model Y vehicles. The issue is that the tire pressure monitoring system warning light on the vehicles may not remain illuminated between drive cycles, failing to warn the driver of low tire pressure. Driving with improperly inflated tires can increase the risk of a crash.
And that is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Amazon says its dispute with the Teamsters Union should not affect holiday deliveries for Christmas presents, but thousands of workers are on strike for a few days as they continue their negotiations with Amazon. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.